Good morning. It is September 8th, 2013. The time is 5:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State where I live and reside. Up a little early this morning. Of course, getting ready for the day job. My last day before I go on a two-day break. And I find myself looking at the college football scores on a few teams. I ended up getting hooked on watching some college football last night, primarily because last week I ended up watching the Syracuse-Penn State opener game. And Penn State won over Syracuse last week, which was a very good game. Last night I was watching the Michigan-Notre Dame game, and Michigan ended up winning over Notre Dame. I ended up sleeping a little bit after I got done chatting with a friend online using that Google chat program from Google Hangouts, I guess, the app that's on my iPad mini here that I'm doing this audio boo on. Sort of reminded me of the old AOL. I guess I haven't really used that program at all. First time really utilizing it last night for a little bit to just say hi to a friend online here who was up late preparing but also taking care of things there with a little one. And seems yesterday, though, Syracuse ends up losing to Northwestern, which makes Syracuse 0-2, and then Penn State ended up winning. Unfortunately, the U.S. Air Force Academy lost to Utah State. Sorry, Bernie. Sometimes the Academy has a good team, but Utah State, I guess, they got the best of the cadets there at the Air Force Academy. But today is actually the NFL first week of games. It officially started last Thursday with the Denver Broncos and the Baltimore Ravens, which I missed watching that game, which was a good game with Peyton Manning on the quarterbacking for the Broncos. Ended up tying a record of a number of touchdowns that he threw for, and that was 7. But today is the bulk of the games for week 1, and they'll be starting probably about, 1-ish Eastern Standard Time here, and I'm looking at the lineups here, and nothing really stands out. Of course, the Jets are playing against the Buccaneers, and the Giants are playing against the Cowboys tonight at 8:30, so that'll probably be a must-watch game. That's always a good game to watch. And Patriots are playing the Bills. Well, the Patriots, they might as well give the Patriots the win because New England, I think they have a good team this year as well, even though they don't have TiVo. But the start of the NFL football season here in the United States is a sure sign that fall is here, and the corn here out back will be harvested in the next few weeks. So the talk after Sunday will always be about football here until the next Super Bowl, and I'm looking forward to this football season. And I guess just the fact that I'm watching college football here the last 2 weeks indicates I'm going to be a little bit more engaged in the football season here. American football, of course, it's not what they term football over in Europe and down in South America with the soccer, but it's American football, of course. And it's a good game, it's a fun game, very fun to watch, and worth the time to keep tabs on your favorite team. And I'll be watching the afternoon games when I get out of work this afternoon. Be watching probably the beginning of the games while I'm on the job site there at the day job. Get a little peek at, as far as the opening kickoffs on some of the games, whatever games that are televised. But a sure sign that summer is over and fall is here when the NFL football season starts here in the United States. So you all have a good one. Y'all take care. Be far safe. Be far wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.